Introduction. This little book is the founding text of China's ancient and enduring religious philosophy, known in the West as Taoism. Taoism, with its history of 2.5 millennia, is usually depicted in stark contrast with China's other main traditional philosophy, the secular ideology known in the West as Confucianism, whose founding text is another equally short early work, the Analects of Confucius, Lun Yu. Broadly speaking, we may say that Confucianism, as it evolved in subsequent centuries, emphasized the need for order, respectful harmony within family and society, coded ritual, precise terminology, clearly delineated duty, and structured hierarchy in daily life. Taoism, on the other hand, emphasized inner freedom, meditation, and the self-cultivation of the individual, surrender to the spontaneous rhythms of nature, primordial intuition, an exploration of the mysteries of the human condition and the wonders of the cosmos, listening to the silent music of the Tao. The Tao and the Power, Tao Te Ching, is attributed to a shadowy figure known as Lao Tzu, the Old Master, while the book known as the Analects contains the enigmatic and often delightfully eccentric sayings as recorded by his circle of disciples of a well-documented historical personality, the peripatetic teacher Confucius, Kongzi, 551 to 479 BC. Confucius lived toward the very end of what is known as the Spring and Autumn period, circa 771 to 475 BC, during which the Zhou dynastic royal house, forced to move its capital eastwards in 771 by the incursions of the Quanrong, or Dog Barbarians, began to suffer the erosion of its central authority, while several lesser states contended for power. The more stable earlier half of the dynasty, the Western Zhou, circa 1046 to 771 BC, had previously seen the gradual emergence of a written culture and the appearance of such formative pre-philosophical compendia as the oracular Book of Change, the I Ching, with its 64 hexagrams and its wide-ranging and thought-provoking prognostications, and the Book of Songs, with its enchanting repertoire of early folk song and dynastic hymns. These collections were eventually to be enshrined as classics in the official Confucian canon, often undergoing tortuous ideological distortions in the process. Meanwhile, in the southern state of Chu, shamanistic poets had begun to sing with a very different and less restrained voice, one that venerated magic, nature, and the supernatural, in which the individual yearned for erotic and mystical union with the divine. This was the earliest outpouring of Chinese expressive lyricism. Taoism had much in common with this softer and more exotic southern world, and many have claimed that it had its origins there, whereas Confucian thought grew out of the harsher climes of the central plain in the north, especially the rocky eastern area of the states of Qi and Lu, homeland of Confucius, which now form the province of Shandong. Two masters, Lao Tzu and Confucius. Legend has it that the two masters met more than once, Lao Tzu being somewhat senior to Confucius. In a probably apocryphal chapter of the later The Book of Taoist Master Zhuang, their encounters are described with a mischievously mocking Taoist sense of humor. Confucius had reached the age of 51, and still had not heard the Tao. Finally, he went south to Pei and called on Lao Tzu. "Ah, here you are," said Lao Tzu. "I've heard of you as a worthy man from the north. Have you attained the Tao?"
"Not yet," replied Confucius.
"How have you sought it?"
"I sought it through rules and regulations. 5 years went by and I could not attain it."
"How else did you seek it?" asked Lao Tzu.
"I sought it in the yin and the yang. 12 years went by, and still I could not attain it."
"Of course not," replied Lao Tzu. "The Tao cannot be sought in this manner. The perfecti of olden times wandered freely in the wilds. They found nourishment in the fields of simplicity. They took their stand in the garden of no giving. They abode in non-action and found easy nourishment. Their wanderings brought them to the true Tao. This was their wealth." Confucius called on Lao Tzu again, and this time asked him about the virtues of benevolence and righteousness. Lao Tzu replied, "When chaff from the winnowing fan blinds the eyes, then heaven, earth, and the four directions